Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We want to bring you up to speed now on a story fast evolving out of Maine. Governor Paul LePage is no stranger to controversy there, but many people are saying LePage may have crossed a line on Wednesday night. He was at a town hall meeting in Bridgeton talking about New England's heroin epidemic. And then, when explaining his plan to target drug traffickers in Maine, LePage said this.
These are people that take drugs. These are guys of the name D-Money, Smoothie, Shifty, these type of guys. They come from Connecticut, New York. They come up here, they sell their heroin, then they go back home. Incidentally, half the time they impregnate a young white girl before they leave.
LePage's comments became national news. Condemnation was swift, but defiant and undaunted, LePage held a combative press conference just this morning, and here's one moment.
Instead of saying Maine women, I said white women. If you go, and I'm not going to apologize to the Maine women for that, because if you go to Maine, you will see that we're essentially 95% white.
Well, for more now, let's turn to Mal Leary, the managing editor of the Maine Capital Connection for Maine Public Broadcasting. He's got the latest on this story. Mal, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Meghna.
So first of all, give us a little more context here. What exactly was Governor LePage talking about on Wednesday that really set off this national firestorm over his comments?
Well, the governor's been holding his, what he calls his town meetings all across the state for the last 2 years. And this was just one of many. He has them like every 2 weeks or so. And in the course of his talking about the problem we're facing with many drugs, heroin among them, he started to talk about what we're doing about it. And he made this comment. Now, he was quick to say today at the news conference, you know, I didn't mean to say white women. I meant to say women, because he didn't believe that he said he had no intention for this to be a racist comment, even though obviously on its face it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a little bit more tape here from this morning's press conference, because obviously you and other reporters talked to him about, you know, the racial aspects of his comments. And here's what he said.
I get a report and they're saying his street name D-Money, street name Smoothie. I don't know where they're from. I know where they're from. I don't know if they're white, black, Asian. I don't know. You people seem to think that I read your paper. I don't read your stuff. I get reports from the state police.
So, Mal, obviously there is a lot of heated stuff in the governor's comments. But let's just take him at face value for 1 second here. Do we know where the heroin in Maine is coming from?
We know where some of it's coming from. The Maine Drug Enforcement Agency, in fact, has traced some of the sources all the way back to Mexico. A lot of it is coming up from New York. Some is coming up from Massachusetts. So we do have an idea of where it's coming from. There is a major effort underway by state law enforcement agencies through the Maine Drug Enforcement Agency to try to interdict the drugs when they're coming into the state. But the drug problem we're facing, like the one you're facing in Massachusetts and other places, is not just the heroin traffickers. I mean, last year, in 2015, on average, we found a meth lab every single week in Maine, where somebody was cooking that stuff up that was then being sold and distributed. So our drug problem's not just coming in from out of state. It's the stuff being made in the state as well.
I see. I'm also seeing regarding heroin, though, as well, that heroin investigations in Maine jumped by more than 50% just in 2015.
Exactly. And it's all part of what is an unprecedented number of drug deaths. And I say drug deaths because the medical examiner, when they have done the autopsies, have found in most cases it's like a lethal cocktail of drugs. It's not just a single thing like heroin or methamphetamine or fentanyl or any of the many drugs that are out there on the streets. It's usually a cocktail of them that has been lethal to the person. We were on track for over 200 deaths from drugs in 2015. Some of those autopsy results are still waiting, so the number's probably going to go higher. And to put it in perspective, I mean, we're a small state, at least in terms of our population. You know, 1.2 million people, And we're talking 200 or more drug deaths.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take it back to what Governor LePage said on Wednesday and today that caught so much attention nationally because, you know, in a way, yes, he was very passionate about, you know, saying that he just speaks. He doesn't, you know, he's not polished, he said, and he's not a reporter. He really lashed out at reporters. And he said he just loves Maine and speaks for Maine. But let's hear a little bit more about how he offered an explanation for his incendiary original remarks.
Am I perfect? No. Do I want to be perfect? No. Because if I was perfect, I'd be a reporter. I'm sorry. I am not like you guys. I am not a polished speaker, but I have a heart. I have a heart for Maine and for Maine people.
So, Mal, tell me, how are people in Maine responding to what's happened this week?
All over the place. He has his supporters who are saying, look, the guy made a mistake, and he has admitted that he made a mistake. He should have said white women and not brought race into the issue. So he has his supporters. He has his detractors. A lot of politicians weighing in, denouncing his bringing race into the drug problem. And he, of course, is saying, well, I didn't mean to do that. That was an inadvertent slip on my part. And
I mean, is that sincere? You know the governor. You help us understand.
I've covered the governor for 5 years. And let me tell you, the number of governor slips are legendary, where he does not quite say what he means. And we have to go back. On more than one occasion, I've had to wait and ambush him on his way out of the state house to go home to the governor's mansion at night to find out, Governor, what did you mean by that? Because the syntax he uses, the context he sometimes leaves out, is sometimes very difficult for reporters. It's been joked that sometimes we have to try to reinterpret what he says because what he says on the face of it sometimes makes no sense at all.
But on the other hand, one could say that on the face of it, what he said on Wednesday made a lot of sense in terms of it was obvious what he was trying to say. I mean, I guess what I'm asking you is, he said he wasn't racist. Are we to believe that?
Well, you know, this is the thing. I mean, I personally, as someone who's covered him for 5 years, certainly do not believe he's racist. Do I believe that he was thinking in the back of his mind that maybe we got a problem with too many black drug dealers coming into the state? Yeah, I can probably buy that. But the guy, you know, again, to go into some of the history, he has what he called his son, who's not his son, he never formally adopted him, a black guy from Jamaica that he literally brought to the United States and provided his education. And so, you know, it's very hard to try to label this guy as being a racist in terms of the way we would normally look at a person who's a racist.
Right. Well, finally, Mal, if I can ask you, I mean, this has grabbed headlines across the country, not the least of which because presidential candidates have weighed in on this. I mean, Hillary Clinton's campaign said in a statement that Governor LePage's comments were, quote, offensive, and that they, quote, try to cover up the very real epidemic of drug abuse. On the other hand, we haven't yet heard from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, which is interesting because Governor LePage gave Christie the first major Republican endorsement for Christie's presidential campaign. So do you think that this might have any effect at all on Chris Christie?
Well, that's a question probably for a reporter covering New Hampshire or Iowa more than someone here in Maine. But, I mean, Christie came up and campaigned heavily for the governor when he was running for reelection. Those two are pretty close. I've seen them up close when they've been campaigning. They get along very well. They, you know, two peas from the same pod. I mean, Chris Christie is not known for being totally smooth sometimes with some of the things that he has said. So will it have an impact on Christie? I'd say that's a real difficult question to say. I don't think that this is going to have much of an impact on LePage.
Uh-huh.
Here in the state of Maine, you got a lot of people who don't like the governor. They've never liked the governor, and they will continue not to like the governor. He also has people who thinks he is probably the best thing that's ever happened to Maine politics. That's the nature of our state.
Well, Mal Leary is the managing editor of the Maine Capital Connection at Maine Public Broadcasting, walking us through a wild week, but maybe a typical week for Maine Governor.
Sometimes typical.
Mal Leary, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
There's more of the show coming up in just a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.